Times, and we are here with a new special guest. Who care to explain? Oh, next one. I'm sorry. Introduce yourself.
Hey guys, it's Alyssa. Y'all know me as the student body president, but I'm also a junior here at Peace, majoring in business administration, minoring in marketing and communications. Do you want me to talk about more of my involvement or?
No, that's fine. We can get to that later.
But okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. All right. So we're going to get into that later. First things first, as we always do, we're going to go over some things or cover with everything William Peace. So first off, we also have Will as well on the mic. You know, go ahead. And
no doubt. Will Stadler, all things sports. Yeah, that's me. So we're right in the middle of spring season now, right in the middle of March, started back in the beginning of March. So men's and women's tennis, they both won a match against Mary Baldwin a couple weeks ago. The men win their match 9-0, and the women win their match 6-3. That was the first win for each program this spring. Softball is now 10-10, 10 wins, 10 losses. They won both games of a doubleheader against Ferrum on March the 20th. They will take on Methodist this Friday in a doubleheader starting at 1 p.m. The major news coming out of softball is head coach Charlie Dobbins announced his retirement after 25 years of being the head coach for Peace. So that's quite a tenure there.
Yeah.
Coach Dobbins really built this softball program from the ground up, and he's responsible for building the only on-campus athletic field that we have, that is the softball field. He's put, you know, countless hours into that softball program and has built up a really, really good program. I mean, he's known all across the state as a legend in softball, and hard to see him go, but, you know, happy for him because it's been a great career, and he's had some great teams and great players. And then baseball swept a series against Mary Baldwin last weekend. Baseball now sits at 4-2 in conference play. That means they're only one game out of first place in the conference. Big performances from Nick Tubelino and Adam Joseph at the plate. Nick Tubelino drove in 4 runs in game 2, and Adam Joseph drove in 4 runs in game 3. The Pacers won the first game 8-0, second game 14-2, and third game 16-2. Jack McIntosh was named Pitcher of the Week for his complete game shutout in Game 1. He pitched all 9 innings and not surrendering a single run. Grady Swenson also won Freshman Pitcher of the Week a couple weeks back. I'm not sure if we covered that in our last podcast, but wanted to make sure I said that too. He went, I believe it was 6 or 7 innings against Methodist 2 weekends ago, and he won Rookie Pitcher of the Week. So those are the award winners for baseball. And the Pacers are back at their home field, which is kind of in Cary, so it's technically home, but, you know, still a drive. The USA Baseball National Training Complex this weekend. That is a Friday-Saturday series, and it will take place against Greensboro College. So
nice.
That's pretty much it in the land of spring sports right now.
That's good. Speaking of sports, we also got, you know, March Madness.
Yeah.
It's getting rough.
It's getting
rough out there. But go Heels. I don't care about anybody else, but, you know, go Heels. Screw it. I don't care about no Duke either. So, y'all not Duke fans, are you?
No.
Okay, sounds good. Good.
It's interesting, though, the slander that was given to the ACC before the tournament. Everybody's like, oh, the ACC stinks. The ACC's not good this year. And then the ACC had 5 teams that made the tournament, and 4 of them have made the Sweet 16. So a fourth of the Sweet 16 is ACC teams. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, seeing the Heels take it out on top, you know. But moving past sports, more things we have to cover. We have the Peace or Egg Hunt actually today. So by the time this comes out, I'm sure we've already had this. I think I saw that they're also giving out an Xbox One Series or Xbox One S for that. So, yeah, by the time this podcast come out, whoever wins that, congratulations to you. We also had the Red Rose Bowl, which I kind of sucks that I missed it because I think it was a Friday, and I think it was my internship. So I actually was like kind of planning to go to it. Did y'all go to it or you went to it? How was it?
So as y'all know, the Red Rose Ball is a tradition that we have every spring. We actually recorded record attendance. I don't know the exact number, but I think it was close to 100. The venue this year is walkable, so you could walk to the venue, get some free drinks such as Shirley Temples or alcoholic beverages to those who are 21 and up. The event was fantastic. Shout out to student government, especially our traditions coordinator, Maya Sampson, for being able to plan and execute the event well. Yeah, it was just an overall fantastic event, and it's definitely a school favorite by far.
Definitely seems like that event grew. I remember my freshman year there. I mean, it was well advertised, but it didn't seem like there was a great turnout. But this year I saw a bunch of pictures and people who went, and it was all over Instagram. So it seemed pretty successful.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be good, too. Yeah, that's why I really wanted to go. But aside from that, we also have a new degree coming to our fall semester of 2024, Interdisciplinary Arts. I believe that's about, arts, gaming, music, anything like that. And honestly, I'm not going to be here next semester because I'm graduating. But it does sound like a pretty new, nice, interesting new major that they're bringing in where it, really bring out the creativity in our students. And so that's really nice to see.
It's definitely cool to see that Peace is taking a very heavy stride into getting involved into the more artistic side.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see like a BA, a Bachelor of Art, and you don't really understand what it means, but like Peace is really doing a good job of describing like this is a brand new major and it has art in the name. Yeah. So everybody who wants to get involved and be an artist and improve their careers that way, I think Peace is doing a pretty good job of that.
And then lastly, also I just wanted to cover that for fall 2024 semester, and going into 2025, we have housing applications, community applications open for anybody that's listening, or students. You guys can go ahead and start applying for housing and commuting to school. So that's going to be open for next semester. So that's what we're going to have for our things to cover. And then now we can finally start, getting into our student body president. Finally here. So, where should we start? What do you like about being student body president? Like, I think that's what I want to start off with.
I definitely like the best about being a student body president is being able to advocate for students who feel as if they can't advocate for themselves. So we have a feedback form. It's anonymous and posted all around campus. Students are more than welcome to come fill that out. I read through every single response, and I'm able to bring up those responses to members of the senior leadership team here at our school who have the power to really make a difference and a change. So these are people such as Frank Rizzo, who is our vice president of student life. I meet with President Ralph on a monthly basis, so I actually just had my meeting with him today. It was a pretty good meeting. We talked about the potential of him getting pied at the last day of class, so definitely keep an eye out for that. And if it does happen, you can thank me. I also like the countless leadership opportunities it gives me. I'm able to help lead a group of executive board members and ensure that they're doing different tasks, such as planning that Red Rose Ball or planning the Pacer Egg Hunt. Or our vice president is currently doing the class competition to see which class is the most involved here at Peace, and the winner gets a class headband. So I like just seeing all the hard work that everyone does in their different positions as well.
You mentioned that you had a meeting with President Ralph today. Can you just take me through like just a regular day to day? Like how busy are you day to day? Like, I know you've probably got responsibilities out the wazoo, but can you just from like start to end, like what would be maybe just go through like your busiest day?
So fun fact, I do work 5 jobs.
Goodness.
Yeah, 5. I like to stay busy if you can't tell, but on top of being a student athlete here at Peace, I compete on our women's volleyball team. I'm a admissions ambassador, peer tutor, resident assistant, student body president, and then in my free time, I also coach a club travel team. So I get to go to Atlanta this weekend, so I'm really excited for that.
I'm going to count that as 6 jobs, by the way, because you didn't count being a collegiate athlete as a job, and that is a job coming from another collegiate athlete. So I'm going to say 6 jobs here.
5 paying jobs.
That's it. There you go. There you go.
But through those jobs, I definitely learned time management. So I'm just going to pull up a Google Calendar and kind of go through
I just got a sneak peek of this thing, and it's color coordinated too. I just want to put that out there.
So this morning I had lifts at 7 a.m. I was also on duty last night as a resident assistant, so I had to hold my second phone for calls from residents, but I had my lift today with Coach Frazier at from 7 to 8. Then I had my resident advisor staff meeting, or assistant, sorry, resident assistant staff meeting today from 8 to 9 p.m. in the CAF, and we did a fun team bonding activity. We did hot seats, so that was really fun. Then I had my next class, career planning fundamentals, at 9:25, just going over the basics of an internship. Then at 10:20, after my class ended, I met with President Ralph. Then immediately after, I had a lunch meeting with my advisor for student government. Now I'm here doing my podcast during my next class. After that, I go to work at admissions from 2 to 4:30. Then at 4 p.m. today, I'm setting up for the egg hunt. And then after that, I get to go coach volleyball from 7:15 to 9:15. So very busy, but yeah.
I mean, by my math, I mean, that's what, like 45 minutes combined of a break?
Yeah, I definitely had a break in between lifts and my next class, so I was able to eat, most important part of the day. But yeah, Wednesdays are my worst days. I will preference that. So today is Wednesday, my worst days. Usually like Thursdays, Fridays, Tuesdays, I always give myself time to nap because it's very important.
I heard 7 a.m. and I was like, oh yeah, I can't do it. I do not remember the last time I woke up at 7 a.m. to be completely honest, because like, first of all of my classes like start in the afternoon, like all of them, except for the internship class, like the career planning that you say, yeah, that one is at 9:55, but that's only in like certain days because you don't have it like every single week. But aside from that, yeah, my classes are in the afternoons, and then on Fridays I don't even have class, so yeah, like I don't remember the last time I woke up at 7 a.m. But the times that I have, I'm not a morning person, so like. Yeah, having to do that and adjust my schedule to, like, doing that, that's hard work. So
I commend you for that. I will say we have a 6 a.m. practice tomorrow, so.
6 a.m.
I mean, the hits just keep on coming.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Energy drinks are the way to go for those.
Okay. So now that we asked about, you know, what you like about it, like, what's something that you say that you don't prefer, like, preferably like about it?
Be harsh.
Oh, goodness.
I'm just kidding.
Definitely, I have a lot of my friends on the executive board, so it's very hard to balance friendships and professionalism. Mm. So this is a fantastic skill to learn for my future because I'm definitely interested in pursuing project management, and I'm a very friendly person, so I'm always open to making friends. So maybe I'll be friends with my coworkers. But learning how to be in a position of authority while balancing those friendships and setting those boundaries is particularly, like, difficult for me. I don't think there's anything I don't really prefer about this job. There's just things that are difficult for me that I like to work on a bit more than others.
That is a very important skill for anybody to learn for, you know, professional standards is having friends. I mean, and you can learn about that, like, in having friends in your classes, and maybe they don't want to do a certain assignment the way that it's supposed to be done or something like that. So I think that's interesting. That's cool.
That's true. I definitely can, like, understand that in some area because, like, you know, I also, like, work, and, you know, all of my coworkers are, like, friends to me. And so sometimes when it comes to it, when you have to, like, you know, set up and, like, get things right on time, you know, you have to kind of, like, you know, set them on track. And you don't want anybody to get in trouble, but, you know, you just got to make sure things are right. Thank you for that. I also do want to ask, like, what are, like, your goals as – you said you're a junior, right? So, like, yeah, so what are your goals as, like, you know, being student body president? Like, what are your goals for the school? What are your goals for yourself? Like, what would you want to accomplish?
So, I actually had this talk with my advisor, but I'm learning to balance being a good leader and also running meetings as if it was, like, a business meeting. So, my goal is definitely to further my leadership skills and learn how to be a leader that people want to follow. Because I can run meetings very well, very efficient, very on time. That's definitely a skill I've gained from student government, but now I need to gain that leadership part. So that's my goal for myself in these upcoming years as I'm running for re-election unopposed, so fingers crossed nothing goes wrong.
Don't think you can lose that one.
Yeah, there's a option to decline not to vote, so It's just me versus decline not to vote. But my goal for my senior year, if I get reelected as president, is definitely just to finish off the projects that I started, because I set a really good foundation for myself, and just starting to get more effective communication between the senior leadership team and students, because a lot of stuff goes on in the background that students aren't aware of, and I think it's very important for students to just be aware of everything that's going on behind the scenes in the upper administration, and that's where SGPA steps in, and they're able to create those connections.
I like that, being an advocate, but also being super transparent. I think that's really important.
Would you say, or is there anything you could say, like, for the students that you kind of, like, want to build more of, or try to, like, you know, try to help for the students?
Yeah, I just definitely want students to be more aware of what SGPA does, because a lot of students don't know who we are, and therefore they don't feel as if they can come to us for certain things. So if they see maybe an issue with the dining hall and they're like, oh my gosh, I found a bug in my salad and this is awful, I don't know who to go to, we want to be that resource where students are like, wait, I can just tell a representative from student government, they could bring it up at a meeting and meet with the appropriate people. So for example, if that issue were to happen, if one of my friends found a bug in their salad and they're like, oh my gosh, this is disgusting, why am I paying for this? They can then come up to me or anyone in student government and say, hey, I found a bug in my salad. Then we'd bring that up at a meeting, because we meet every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. And we bring that up at a meeting, discuss what we're going to do, and then do it. So at that meeting, I would say, hey, Vice President Majesty Smith, you meet with Sodexo. Let's bring this issue up with Sodexo. So kind of like how a process works. And we just want students to be more aware of what we're doing. So that's definitely my goal for next year, for students to be aware, so that way I can set the foundation for the next presidents to follow. Okay.
And actually, now that you also mentioned the vice president, I also wanted to ask about, like, the other roles in student body. So, like, can you, like, quickly kind of, like, explain, like, the, not just, like, you know, because you're the president, can you also explain, like, their other positions and roles and what they do? Also, for, like, any students that might be listening who might actually be interested in joining the student body.
So, fun fact, each position is paid.
Wow.
That really just sweetens the deal. So, student body president meets with the members of the senior leadership team, such as our president, vice president, student life, things like that. I also do meet with John Cranham from facilities on a semester basis, usually twice or three times a semester, just based on how frequently I need to meet with him. I'm also just basically the head of advocacy, so anything urgent just comes to me. Next up is our Vice President, Majesty Smith. She's in charge of Senate. She just oversees RSOs, registered student organizations, just what they're doing, make sure that they're doing everything correct, such as submitting the budgeting forms, things like that. She also meets with our campus partners, such as Residence Life and Housing, Public Safety, Sodexo, people like that. We have our Financial Administrative Officer, Cora Robert. Her last name is confusing, it's okay. But Cora is in charge of our finances, so she oversees our budgets, approves our budgets. We all have to send in our budgets to her for her to approve. She also does a couple of financial literacy workshops across campus, such as Budgeting 101. That was a fantastic event, by the way. Shout out, Cora. But she's very much in charge of finances and some administrative duties, such as taking notes at meetings. Our chief communications officer is Jordan Juanes, and she's in charge of our Instagram, promoting our various events and initiatives across campus on social media. She also meets with Jennifer Suarez from marketing, just discuss the student government brand, Pieces brand, ideas for marketing, things like that. For our programming side, because we are the Student Government and Programming Association, we have our traditions coordinator, Maya Sampson. She's in charge of planning all of those fun, very big campus-wide events, such as Waterpalooza. That was a fantastic event, by the way. Red Rose Ball, our late-night breakfast. She does Fall Fest as well. So she does those very big events that a lot of people turn out to and have just been traditions that we're carrying on now. Our entertainment chair is Sierra Sylvie. She's in charge of just creating those fun events. So currently, she is in charge of Egg Hunt. So we filled up 300 Easter eggs, and we're going to be hiding them all across main parlor, I believe, because we had to move it inside, sadly, because it is disgusting outside.
Unfortunate there, but gotta adjust, you know.
But she's in charge of those really fun events. So she did Coco Express in the fall semester, where we watched Polar Express and drank hot chocolate, just like they did in the movie. It was a very cute event. She's actually currently doing Build and Belk, so that's her next upcoming event. So we're going to be building Legos and Belk, and you have a building competition for an opportunity to win a $50 Lego store gift card. Pretty epic, I say. Lastly is, or second to last, because we have an ad hoc member, but I'll get into that later. Second to last is our Pacer Pride Chair. So she is in charge, Caitlin Bliss is in charge of ensuring that every aspect of campus has Pacer Pride. A lot of people think when they hear Pacer Pride, they think it's just athletics. No, we are more than just athletics here at Peace. It goes to all aspects, such as esports, theater, athletics, or even just being a student here at Peace. So her upcoming event is Pacers Paint and Sip. So she's going to get these custom canvases of our water fountain, or just fountain outside of Maine, and people get to come paint it, drink some mocktails, show their Pacer Pride. She's also doing an esports watch party, so there's going to be a raffle for a chance to win a Nintendo Switch Lite. And then this past fall, she did that family weekend event, and then she also did a volleyball tailgate. So, the esports watch party is going to be in Belk. We're still finalizing that date. We're probably going to make it be a championship game or like a semifinals match or something like that, just to really add to the hype.
Yeah, I was curious about that actually. Okay,
I'm just going to put this on the record. All of that was off the dome. There are no notes. She does not have notes. She was not using her phone. That was all off the dome and memorized. And there will be a quiz later for people listening.
Yes.
So I hope you took notes.
If you win, we'll give you a SGPA mug.
Hey, nice mug.
Our last member is our ad hoc member, so she only really attends the e-board meetings in the spring semester because of everything she does. It's Cameron Strawn, our senior class representative. So she's in charge of doing senior week and senior soiree. Senior soiree is a fantastic event. Please show out. It's going to be at a really nice flower place, the Botanical, I believe. So it's just a time for seniors just to enjoy their last couple of weeks together. Senior week, they're going to have a senior lock-in. So, you know, in high school when you did those lock-ins in the gym, I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but.
Did one of those at, like, Y Guides or something with, like, the YMCA one time.
Nice. Yeah. So we'll be doing that here, but we'll be in the Herman Athletic Center. Nice. And just for seniors to really just enjoy their last moments here at Peace, because your senior year is just very important. Also very sad because you just transitioned from being a fun college student, and then life just hits you straight in the face, and you're like, oh, I have to be an adult now. Me personally, stay safe. Couldn't be me. I'm still a junior. But
six jobs.
Yeah, you do work six jobs. You're pretty close to an you're as close to an adult as it gets, I guess.
Basically. But she's also doing senior cocktail, which is a twist on our tradition of fall cocktail. So in the senior cocktail, obviously, you get some cocktails to show out seniors. But you'll be meeting with the Office of Advancement, which is our alumni office, and you'll just get to learn about what being alumni is all about, and you get to meet with some alumni as well. And that's our SGPA e-board.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's pretty much, like, all the questions I had for you, and you really, like, you know, gave a very, like, thorough answer for everything, and they were all really good, and I appreciate it. And I actually learned some things, too. Well, do you have any questions?
That covers all my bases.
So once again, I wanted to thank you again for showing up, showing out. You know, you did amazing. I really appreciate it. I actually really wanted to, like, this and also last semester when I did the Black Student Union as well. These were, like, really good hosts to bring on. And, oh, like I said, I always, like, learn something different about the groups that we have here on campus and how much y'all really do for us for William Peace. So it really is a huge benefit for y'all to come on here and really explain that. For not just students to hear, but also other people that are listening to hear. I do want to get into our upcoming events that we're going on before we head out. And so one of the first things, like, as you mentioned, that I do have on here, we have the Lego building competition on April 18th. So as she said, y'all, you know, anybody that's interested in building, and you could come out and win, what do you say, a card, a Lego?
It's just a Lego gift card.
Lego gift card, yeah. Another thing we have on April 6th and 7th, we have Dreamville coming up, and that's going to be a huge, huge event to show out to. So that's really, really big. And then lastly, I want to say that we also have the Pacer Pantry Drive here as well for anybody that's willing to give. You're looking for cereal bars, mac and cheese, ramen, oatmeal, peanut butter and jelly, or fruit cups. That's going to be on April 3rd. So if you have anything that you'd be willing to give, you can come on April 3rd and help out then and there. And I think that's pretty much all we have for this episode. Do you have anything?
I'm not sure if I have anything. Just stay tuned for next time, I guess.
All right. Thank you.